Shavuot Tov Mevarach. Mishnah Yomi is continuing. We're starting chapter 4 in Ta'anit. Yesterday, at the end of chapter 3, we had the saga of Choni HaMogil, a quick postscript, the Gemara on page 23 in Ta'anit. It brings a story where Choni saw a man planting a carob tree, a brand new tree, and said, how long will it take to bear fruit? He said, 70 years. Choni said, well, are you going to be around in 70 years? And the man said, just like when I came into the world, there were already carob trees and fruit trees planted by my ancestors. So too, I'm planting this tree for future generations. This is a Gemara that gets cited a lot for Tu B'Shvat, for the new year of the trees. And then the interesting part is Hashem miraculously made Choni fall asleep for 70 years and then wake up with that carob tree growing fruit. And the consequences of that are explained in the Gemara. It's really interesting. But let's start chapter 4 together. B'Shlosha Prokim, B'shana, three times a year, Kohanim, the priests, Nosim et Kapehem, they lift up their hands, which meaning they lift their hands in blessing to give the famous Birkat Kohanim, priestly blessing to the people. And they do this Arba Pa'amim Bayom, four times in one day. B'shachari, during the morning prayer service, B'musaf, the Musaf prayer, the mincha, the afternoon prayer, ubne'ilat sharim. And ne'ilat sharim is the closing of the gates. It's famously called ne'ila on Yom Kippur. However, in ancient times, it wasn't just Yom Kippur that had a ne'ila prayer service. The Mishnah concludes, betaniot, it was during public fast days. They also had these ne'ila, b'ma'amadot, during the ma'amad, which literally means the standings up. We're going to discuss that in the next Mishnah. Ubiyom Kippurim. And what we're used to, Yom Kippur, when Yom Kippur day, we have Shachri, the morning prayer, then we have Musaf, and then we have Mincha, and we also have Ne'ila just before the end of the day. In the Gemara, they explain it's not just Ne'ila, that's the additional time of Birkat Kohanim, the priestly blessing, but also on fast days, they would do the priestly blessing during Mincha, whereas normally, in other days, they don't, because during lunchtime, they typically drank wine with lunch, and a Kohen who has drank wine cannot do the avoda, and the priestly blessing is in avoda, a special service that the priests, the Kohanim, get to do. So you'll see in current practice among the Sfardim and in Eretz Yisrael among everyone is that the priests will do the priestly blessing in Shacharit and Musaf on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, but Mincha time, no, because maybe they had wine with lunch. Great, let's go on to Mishnah Bet. Ve'elu hen ma'amadot. These are the ma'amadot, the stands up. What we should call them shifts, really, as we'll see. Lefish and Emar, because the Torah says, Tzav et b'nei Yisrael, command the children of Israel. Ve'amar t'alehem, say to them, et korbani lachmi, my offerings, my bread. And the pasuk continues, you shall all keep it and bring it to me. So it implies that everyone, every Jew, has to be present when we bring the public offering, you know, the daily tamid, a continual offering. It sort of implies everyone should be involved. Everyone should be there. As the Mishnah says, v'chichech karbanu shalem karev. How could it be the offering of a man is brought, v'hu einu omid agabav, he's not standing there next to his karban. And these karbans are public karbanot. They belong to everyone. Everyone should be there. Hitkinu nevi'im rishonim. So the first prophets, they made a takana, an enactment of esrim v'arba mishmarot, 24 shifts. Now we've mentioned this. We talked about the Kohanim who are on shift, on duty that day or that week, not finishing a fast or certain leniencies there. So they divided the Kohanim and Levim into 24 shifts. I'll call mishmar hayamamad. And on every single shift of these 24 mishmarot, there's also a mamad, another shift, Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, shel kohanim, shel levim, shel yisraelim. So it wasn't just the kohanim and the levim coming to do their duty in that shift in the temple, it was yisraelim, regular Jews, also came to Yerushalayim to be representatives of the entire nation and take part in the offering services. The Mishnah explains what they would do. When it's time for a certain mishmar to have their week in the temple, Kohanim Levim Olim Yerushalayim, the Kohanim and the Levites, they go to Jerusalem to serve in the temple that week. The Yisraelim Shabbatot Mishmar, and the Yisraelim of that, you know, according to that mishmar, what we call a maimad, Mitkansim Larehem, they gather together in their own cities, The Korim b'Maisa Breishit, they publicly read the Torah in Maisa Breishit. We'll see they had special tefillot also. Now the Gemara and the Bartner here explain this is when they weren't close to Jerusalem. If the mam, the men of that mama, the men of the Yisraelim, connected that Mishmar, if they were close enough, they lived in Jerusalem or near Jerusalem, they would go to Jerusalem with that Mishmar, with that shift. And if they weren't close enough to get there and back in a, you know, a decent time frame, then they would stay in their own cities and conduct special readings and services, as we'll find out tomorrow. Yashar Kohachem, be well.